Can they get by the trailer truck there?
I believe they can. They had one gentleman out there that had a four-wheel drive, and he got past the truck and went down to get some gas, and then he came back and told them that they couldn't get through out there.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Hope we can help you. Hello, Jim. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Metz.
Right.
I've been out here behind the New Mill High School area, and we're in a power outage area. It's been out since about 20 minutes to 10 this morning. And I've noticed there's a lot of people out shoveling snow and kids out playing and just having a ball out there. I don't know if they realize the danger they're in. Maybe you should tell them that they should not be letting these kids run around out here getting cold, because when they come in the house, there's not going to be any way of keeping them warm.
What area are you in, Jim?
We're right behind the New Mill High School in Preston Street area.
Behind New Mill.
Back here in Everett.
Yeah, and I'm sure the authorities know about that. They're going to first things
yeah,
first.
Yeah, I called about the electricity quite a while ago.
You talked to them?
Yeah.
Were they aware of it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they were aware of it when I called, but they're aware of it now.
All right. Well,
what I'd like you to do is to remind these people to keep their children in, because there's no way to get them warm other than just, what the little heat they got left in the house.
I understand, and I will reemphasize as though your words were very welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. A word about that. Don't forget, if you're in the outage area anywhere, whether you're back of New Mill High or anywhere, and your kids are out playing and you've lost the power in your own home, remember, that won't give them any warm refuge to come to. So be very careful about that.
Hi, Mr. Metz.
Hi. I'm joined here by Terry Miners. What do we have here, sir?
Well, sir, those cancellations were put in my hand only a moment ago. That would be Hammond Manufacturing Company on Dixie Highway, second and third shifts closed, canceled. And C. Lee Cook. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Second shift canceled there, but they will be open tomorrow. That's 160 employees and 180 employees on the aforementioned Hammond Manufacturing. Stay home.
How did you manage to come in? Did you do all right?
Four-wheel drive. My buddy Rich Kern's got a Jeep Wagoneer, and we made our way down Interstate 64 weaving and bobbing, and a few other people were trying it. If you have a low-lying truck, I know a lot of people have trucks where the chassis might be down too low to the ground, and you do get hung up and wind up teetering back and forth in the snowbanks. It's huge, and the semi tractor trailer guys, many of them have tried to make it up various ramps, and they're blocking up streets. Like at Grinstead Drive, there's a semi who's been trying to work his way up the ramp, but it's impossible. He gets his primary wheels stuck in a snowbank, and he's not going anywhere, so people are going to be here for a while.
You didn't see Jack Fox's car on the off-ramp at 64 in Cannon's Lane. He's right there in the middle. Well, I hope he's out by now.
Throwing snowballs at the Wayne Perky billboard.
Thanks very much, Terry. I'm glad you got in. We welcome your cool voice. We'll be on in a couple of hours. We'll be here. Let's talk to Vince. Hi, Vince. This is Milton.
Yeah, Milton, I want to tell you about the situation. People are hitting these low electric wires that are loaded with snow with their shovels. And it seems to be a dangerous situation. I've seen three cases of it. And I've tried to get LG&E on that emergency number, but it's ring busy since 8:30 this morning.
All right, I hope they'll listen to it.
I hope that...
Because we can't reach it either, and we hope they're tuned into us. And I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. More on the storm news coming up after this.
Now, the American Spectator blows the lid off the cover-up to change the course of the 1992 presidential election. In the January issue at Newsstands Now, David Brock, author of The Real Anita Hill, uncovers a pattern of lies and lawbreaking, including misuse of public funds and services for the facilitation of numerous extramarital affairs. Brock reveals that even after Bill and Hillary Clinton proclaimed on 60 Minutes that their marital difficulties were over, the affairs, deceptions, and abuse of public trust and money continued right up to the inauguration. This astonishing report, the result of months of investigation, exposes unlawful attempts by administration staffers and the president himself to suppress this story, and sheds new, shocking light on the suicide of Vince Foster. Call 800-331-8848, and we'll open your subscription to the American Spectator today, starting with a blockbuster January issue. Call 800-331-8848. For $34.95, you'll get 12 issues of the American Spectator, including this major investigative report in your very first issue. Call 800-331-8848 now.
The competition is talking about competitive. Competitive Office Equipment offers quality copiers and fax equipment backed by an honest, experienced service department dedicated to excellence.
Hi, this is Rick Drake, president of Competitive Office Equipment and Supply. We're offering the Sharp 7320 copier and the 7370 with reduction enlargement for only $55 and $69 per month with a 36-month service warranty. Considering a copy or fax system, please call. We'll match your needs. like we did with April Aldridge, manager of Executive Suites of Kentucky.
Executive Suites of Kentucky offers professional office space, telephone answering, and support services to over 40 tenant companies. Our equipment has to be reliable and uncomplicated. Competitive matched our needs to a Sharp copier. Our tenants raised so much that we purchased a second one and upgraded to a Sharp fax. Consistent quality of service is what our business is built on. It's who we are. We've been with Competitive for 4 years now. It's been a good match for Executive Suites and our clients.
Call Competitive. Locally owned, serving Louisville, Owensboro, and Elizabethtown. Call 426-9195.
And see why we're more than competitive.
He was a loving father, a devoted friend, and a dedicated artist. Tuesday night, A&E presents another original biography. The remarkable story of Bruce Lee, the man who became the Kung Fu legend. See Bruce Lee as friends like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Coburn knew him. A world premiere original biography, only on A&E. Tuesday night at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific. It's time well spent.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
Okay, Lee, we just have a moment. What's your problem here?
Yeah, I'm calling for Miss Carr. She's a nurse.
Yes.
Miss Diana Carr. She's at Kirby 32nd and Kirby, 1331 Kirby. She snowed in and she can't get out, and she got to get to work because people at the nursing home there at Pavilion at Jackson and...
That's all right. What's her name? Diane what?
Diane Carr. Diana Carr. She's a nurse up there at the Pavilion.
All right, 1331...
At Jefferson and Jackson Street. That's where the Pavilion is.
Yeah, but we want to know where she is.
They've been there all night and they can't get no relief.
All right, but she's got to be picked up at 1331 Kirby, right?
That's right. That's her home.
I got it. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Anyone in the near 32nd... At 1331 Kirby, there's Miss Diane Carr, a nurse who is needed at her nursing home. If you have a four-wheel drive, you will be doing a good Samaritan job. A stop by for Miss Diane Carr, who's a nurse, at 1331 Kirby. That's near 32nd. Please pick her up. More coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Coach Rick Pitino. I wanted my kids to learn the fundamentals of basketball now so they don't have to break bad habits when they get older. I'm also teaching them the importance of the fundamentals of life, including saving for a rainy day. That's why we've opened savings accounts for our children at Great Financial Federal. Kentuckians have depended on Great Financial Federal for sound advice and unequaled services for almost 80 years. See how they can help another great Kentucky family like yours.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
84 WHAS News, a service of Anson Gas Grill and Fireside Shop.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 101. I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS. A dramatic story is unfolding during this snowstorm. It involves a three-year-old girl, Michelle Schmidt, who has needed a liver transplant for some 2 years. A family friend, Sharon Stevens, says the family's been told a donor organ has finally become available, but Standiford Field is shut down, and the little girl needs to fly to Omaha for the transplant. Stevens called on News Radio 84 with a plea for help.
We have a little girl who is to receive a liver transplant. About an hour and a half ago, she received her call to be in Omaha. She has 6 hours to get there.
Jewish Hospital SkyCare has offered to take three-year-old Michelle Schmidt to Omaha. At this point, arrangements are being worked out as they fight against the clock to get the child to that city on time. She has about 4 hours left. The big winter storm has moved on to the east, but it's going to be a while before Kentuckiana digs out from under the record 16-inch snowfall dumped on the region overnight. The storm has left at least 16,000 people without electricity in the Louisville Gas and Electric Service Area. LG&E's Clay Rice says the weather conditions are making the repair efforts difficult.
We have received numerous calls from residents, customers. We are trying as quickly as possible to respond to those. However, people should realize that we are encountering the same conditions that anyone else who has tried to go out today.
Rice urges persons without power to continue efforts to call LG&E to report those outages, although it may be difficult to get through on telephone lines. A state of emergency has been declared in Louisville and Jefferson County. National Guard units have arrived. States of emergency also declared today in Floyd County, Indiana, and in Bullitt and Shelby counties in Kentucky. National Guard units en route to all of those counties. Louisville's Stanford Field is closed. It will be several more hours before the airport is reopened. Randy Swan is a spokesperson with the airport authority. She says the job of clearing airport runways has been much bigger than expected.
We not only have to clear the runways, but the taxiways and the ramp areas into the terminal jetways, as well as trying to maintain the roadways in front of the airport for people to get up to the departure and arrival level curbs. It's just very difficult to keep up because the snow has been so intense and unrelenting all night.
Again, it may be 5 to 7 o'clock this evening before Stanford Field is finally opened again. A decision on that will be made a bit later in the afternoon. Emergency shelters are open today across Kentucky. All Kentucky National Guard armories across the state have been opened as snow emergency shelters. That includes armories in Louisville, Frankfort, Carrollton, Richmond, Owensboro, and Paducah. Here in Jefferson County, the Anchorage Public School has been opened as a shelter for those without electricity. Again, 16,000 people without electricity at last count here in Louisville and Jefferson County. 103 at News Radio 84, WHAS. Settle in. Let's get into the long list of closings and schedule changes before we move on to other news. Colleges and universities. Indiana University Southeast is closed today. Kentucky College of Business, all day and night classes canceled. Spencerian College closed. Sullivan College, day and evening classes closed. ITT Technical Institute closed, as is Louisville Tech. The National Education Center closed. Evening classes canceled at Campbellsville College. Louisville Technical Institute, College of Merchandising and Design, closed today and tonight. Spalding University, men's and women's basketball. All games with Kentucky Wesleyan scheduled for tonight. Those are postponed. McKendree College canceling all Tuesday classes. Jefferson Community College, all on and off campus classes canceled Tuesday. Again, JCC, all classes on and off campus canceled for Tuesday. On to the elementary and secondary schools, where we have this closing list, and it is growing by the hour. These Kentucky systems are closed tomorrow. Bourbon, Lincoln, and Franklin counties. Frankfort Independent. Here in Jefferson County, the Alliance Christian Academy is closed tomorrow. Spencer County closed tomorrow. Henry County, Kentucky closed Tuesday and Wednesday. And tonight's Henry County Board of Education meeting postponed till Monday. Fleming County Schools closed tomorrow. Portland Christian School is closed tomorrow. The Anchorage Public Schools closed tomorrow. Rowan County is closed tomorrow, as are the schools in West Point Independent System. Clark County, Clarksville. Clarksville Community Schools are closed tomorrow. The Tuesday board meeting is canceled. Washington County, Kentucky schools closed Tuesday and Wednesday, and Elizabethtown Independent Schools will be closed tomorrow. Now on to businesses and factories. The American Printing House for the Blind is closed today. Toyota is canceling its second and third shift work for today. Also, the Tuesday first shift production office and maintenance workers should not report to their jobs. The first shift tomorrow is canceled at Toyota. An announcement regarding the second shift will be made by 1 o'clock tomorrow. National Processing Company canceled its first shift today. Second shift workers should call the company to check on the status of your shift. Brown-Forman, all shifts canceled today. Kentucky Lottery offices are closed. Philip Morris, 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. shifts canceled. Humana corporate offices are closed today. Engelhard Corporation canceling its second and third shifts. Louisville Water Company, offices are closed. Emergency response and support personnel should be on the job, though. Paramount Foods closed. Jeff Boat, all outside production canceled for the day shift. Home Industries of Scottsburg, Indiana, the first and second shifts canceled. Third shift should report to work. Trim Masters in Bardstown, first shift is being sent home. Second shift today and tomorrow's first shift are canceled. Cardinal and Lips Printing in New Albany, the second shift canceled. Protein Technologies International, second and third shifts canceled. Marley Cooling Tower Company closing its second and third shift. Also, the GE production workers at Appliance Park on the second shift should stay home unless otherwise notified. Again, GE production workers at Appliance Park, the second shift workers stay home unless otherwise notified. Steel Technologies and Eminence has canceled its second and third shifts. Conway Enterprises, second and third shifts should not report. Hudson Foods and Corridon, the processing plant, will not be processing. Maintenance personnel should be on the job. Publisher Printing Company in Shepherdsville, second and third shifts are closed. The first shift on Wednesday should report. Katayama American in Shelbyville, the second shift is canceled. Henry Vogt Machine Company, second and third shifts canceled today. Louisville Bedding, the second shift canceled. JSC CCA, second and third shifts canceled. Ichiko Manufacturing in Shelbyville, the second shift is canceled. Hamilton Printing, the second and third shifts canceled. National Lighting Standards, second and third shifts are canceled today. Keller Manufacturing in Corydon, in New Salisbury, Indiana, a one-hour delay on Tuesday. Flexible Materials closed until Wednesday morning at 7. Again, that's Flexible Materials will be closed until Wednesday morning at 7. Eminent Speaker has canceled its night shift, and Packaging Industries of Jeffersonville closed until the first shift on Wednesday. Some other notes, Red Cross Bloodmobile is not running today. TARC buses are running on the major routes and streets only. They cannot use side streets. If you want to catch the bus, get to one of the main thoroughfares. Jewish Community Center is closed today. The Christ Church United Methodist Preschool and Kindergarten closed on Tuesday. Southern Baptist Seminary Orchestra will not rehearse tonight. The DAV is not running its trucks today or tomorrow. Floyd County Youth Symphony Orchestra rehearsal is canceled for this evening. And the Masterworks Chorale of the Louisville Orchestra will not rehearse this evening. The shopping malls are several closed altogether today. Mall St. Matthews, Green Tree Mall, Jefferson Mall, Oxmoor Center, all of those closed today. There is a report of a fire at this hour. It's a church fire at 8th and Hill, the Hill Street Baptist Church. Flames reported there. Emergency equipment on its way to that scene. Again, use special care today, as it is very difficult for all emergency equipment to make the necessary rounds. Again, that church fire reported at 8th and Hill at the Hill Street Baptist Church. In other news today, the death toll continues to climb in the earthquake that has jarred Southern California. The bottom floor of a three-story building collapsed in that quake in Los Angeles, killing at least five people. Others are being pulled out of the rubble. In addition to those five, police and hospitals confirmed the deaths of at least five other people, including a motorcycle police officer who was crushed under a collapsing section of highway. The quake measured 6.6 on the Richter scale when it hit before dawn this morning. On Wall Street just before the hour, the Dow Jones Industrials gaining some ground after being down early in the day. Still off, but only by a half point at 3,866.64. Up next, meteorologist Ken Schultz with the Color Radar forecast. It's 109 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
Can you tell the difference? Visit Anson Gas Grill and Fireside Shop and see if you can tell whether it's a wood-burning fireplace or a Duquesne ceramic gas log fireplace. Okay, there are some differences. A Duquesne gas fireplace is smokeless, clean-burning, non-polluting, safer, and more energy efficient. You don't have to clean it out, haul in dirty, bug-laden logs, or worry about creosote buildup, allergy-causing smoke, wood spores, and eye irritation. It's also cheaper than burning purchased wood. Other than that, you can't tell the difference. Duquesne ceramic gas logs, unconditionally guaranteed against heat loss. And they're on sale for only $249.95 at Anson. Installation is available. Anson also has designer glass doors. And remember, it's your only source for custom-made glass doors to fit any fireplace. Anson Gas Grill and Fireside Shop at Eastgate Center in Middletown. Call them at 244-1422. Anson.
Okay, here's a pop quiz. What does every hospital depend on to keep all kinds of things sterile? What does your kid wear to protect himself from great big tackles and linebackers? Last one. 36% of what kind of soda pop bottles are being recycled? Pencils down. The answers? Plastic, plastic, and plastic. Strong, versatile plastic protects us in so many ways. It's the one quiz answer that should always pop into your mind. Sponsored by the American Plastics Council.
It's the four best days of Sears National Home Appliance Sale. All refrigerators $20 to $200 off. All washers and dryers $20 to $100 off. All cooking appliances $20 to $240 off. And all dishwashers $20 to $100 off. For 4 days only, Sunday through Wednesday. All TVs $10 to $200 off. All camcorders $30 to $60 off. All savings off regular prices, but only through Wednesday at the National Home Appliance Sale at Sears Brand Central.
When winter weather shuts things down, there's one thing that keeps going and going and going. The Snow Watch 84 information team. With school and business closings reported every 10 minutes. Depend on it. 84 WHAS.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with the WHAS Color Radar weather. Again, most of the heavy snow has now moved over into the mountains of eastern Kentucky. Still coming down quite heavily around Jackson, down around London, Kentucky. Letting up at Lexington here in Louisville, and just a few flakes of snow, and that's about it. In fact, to our west, Evansville, this hour, reporting mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will continue to fall slowly this afternoon, down into the low 20s, and the wind, northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, will produce even colder wind chill values, getting close to zero by late this afternoon. For tonight, breezy, bitter cold, and again, some flurries possible, no accumulation. Low temperature tonight, zero, but if you have a wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, wind chill values may be down around 30 below at times tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, cold, again, a chance of flurries. High tomorrow, 5 above. Tomorrow night, we could have near-record cold temperatures with our low of 12 below. And on Wednesday, just slightly warmer with our high about 15, if you can call that warmer. Snow accumulations in Louisville,
15.9 inches record snowfall for Louisville, 6 to 20 in our listening area, and again, the accumulating snow has now come to an end. In Louisville this hour, we are looking at cloudy skies. The temperature is 24 degrees. The wind chill is 12. At 84 WHAS, I'm Ken Schultz.
I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Hello again, everybody. This is Milton Metz, bringing you storm coverage at 113. We are preempting Rush Limbaugh, but we'll rebroadcast his program on Sunday at 12 noon, so you won't miss him if you're a fan. Otherwise, stay with us. We're sending out reports and receiving reports of people in trouble and people who want to help out. Help your neighbor is the theme. And if you're in a nice, warm place, take care of yourself and your children. Be careful of frostbite. Watch for frozen pipes and help your neighbors if you can. Hello, Debbie. You're on with Milton.
Hi.
Yes.
I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I was coming from Pineville last night when I landed. I hit a sheet of ice, and my car slid across two lanes and slammed into the concrete rail there, and it busted the steering in my car, and I'm unable to get anywhere or do anything, and I hurt my shoulder. And I guess what I was wanting is if anybody could help me in any way.
Where are you now, Debbie? Are you with the car?
No, the police officer came and they towed my car in. I had enough money to have it towed to the Ford on Shelbyville.
Yes.
And he brought me to the Days Inn. I had enough for one night stay, and I don't know what to do.
What kind of help do you want?
Well, I probably need to go have my shoulder checked, and I don't have nowhere to go.
Where are you? A Days Inn at what's the location?
On Shelbyville.
Do you have what's your last name?
My name's Debbie Rush.
R-U-S-H?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Do you have anybody you could call there?
I called. They're all stranded, too. I'm not from a family that's well off or anything, and, nobody to help me or...
Nobody can send you,
No. I've made all the calls that, everybody that I could think of that could possibly help me. And
you think you've injured your shoulder?
Yeah.
All right, what's the address there in Shelbyville? What's the phone number?
The number's 896-8871.
That's right to your room?
No, I'm in room 311.
All right, don't open the door to anyone who knocks there, but they can get the motel at 896-8871?
Uh-huh.
And you know the address on Shelbyville Road?
No, I don't. It's just, all I know is that I'm at a Days Inn on Shelbyville Road.
All right, let's say I'm going to make a broadcast now, and I assume that somebody in authority or listening with a four-wheel drive can help. You need medical assistance or transportation somewhere else?
Yeah, to a hospital or something.
All right, hold on a minute. All right. But keep her number in case we get disconnected. If we get disconnected, we'll call you back. Debbie, do not, don't hang up. Unless we're disconnected, then we'll call you. But I'm putting someone else on with who shall I put on here?
Put him on the right channel.
All right. Okay. David?
Yes.
All right. Debbie, are you on there?
Yes.
All right. David, this is Milton, and I've got, the lady on. What, how can you help?
Okay, I'm in St. Matthews. If she needs transportation to the hospital, I believe I can make it. I'm not sure the condition of Shelbyville Road, but I've got a pretty heavy older car that tracks snow pretty good, and I just got through digging it out, so...
You might have trouble not having a four-wheel drive, though.
I'm willing to try it. If she wants transportation, I'll get her to Baptist East Hospital, all the roads around here are tracked down and everything, and I've got a clear path out, so...
All right, hold on just a minute.
I'm not promising anything, Debbie, but I mean, I would...
All right, hold on a minute. Tony, pick up four and see what ID he has, because I can't take him without cutting off someone else.
Okay.
See what Dan has. What's his suggestion? Okay, hold on. Now, you both stay with me.
Okay.
Both of you. Dan and Debbie.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll calm down.
can. I got to get their numbers and stuff to coordinate it.
What do you want me to do?
Go ahead and continue with other people here.
Well, can we find out about Dan?
Yes, hang on.
All right.
Milton?
Yes.
Was Debbie's number 896-8871?
Yeah, that's the one for the motel.
Okay, she'll leave her name at the front desk and what room she's in, and if, you know, it'll take me about probably about 25 minutes to get up there.
You have a four-wheel drive?
No, I don't. I've got an older car that's pretty heavy that can probably make it through it.
Oh, you're the one I was talking to?
Yes, sir.
You're,
David.
David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you what. David, I want you to report back to me later on.
Okay.
Would you be good enough?
Sure, you want me to try up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Days in, Shelby, the number is 896-8871.
Yeah,
no, Debbie?
She's one.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, you go to the office first and get somebody from the office to take you over to introduce you to that lady.
Okay, will do.
And would you, and your last name is what?
My last name?
Yeah.
Long, L-O-N-G.
That's very good of you. Now, Mr. Long, only to see how good we're doing, and not necessarily to check up on you.
I understand.
Please call me back.
I will indeed, Mr.
Thanks very much,
Thank
David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Debbie, good luck, and stay calm.
Thank you.
All right, good luck to you, my dear. We've got to help out other people, there's no doubt about that. Kenny Schultz is with me.
I tell you, Milton, I just went outside just for a brief period of time. Curiosity, you know.
If you'd like to make a call,
yeah,
please
I would actually.
If you wouldn't mind getting hold of my wife and tell her I'm still here,
she doesn't know where you are by this
by
time.
By now, I tell you something else. You know, we talked about shoveling snow. Walking in that snow is a tremendous strain because I just went out to my car, which is not more than what a half a block away, and I decided I'm not going to be one of those people that walks down the middle of the street. I'm going to walk where the sidewalks used to be. And it is a struggle.
I walked, you're quite right, I walked 3.5 blocks this morning downtown, and I was puffing pretty good, and I'm in pretty good shape.
It's incredible how deep it is, and once you get that boot down in there, it kind of locks in. It takes as much effort to extract your boot as it does to run or jog.
Like running in soft sand.
It really is.
That's another good word of caution. Do not overestimate your own stamina or the resistance you get from heavily piled snow.
Yeah, I definitely, for those folks, and I don't want to sound demeaning in any way, the elderly, and even the very young, shoveling this kind of snow is a tremendous strain. So, not recommend it. Right now, I just let it sit for a while, and hopefully we'll get some neighbors together and maybe have some street cleaning or block cleaning parties coming up in days to come. But as the temperature gets colder, again, this is the emphasis now. We've gotten rid of the heavy snow, but as the temperatures get colder and the wind chills start to decrease as they have been doing, there's even more of a strain on the human body. So keep that in mind along with everything else, folks, as you are sitting tight at home. The best bet is just to stay indoors, listen to us, and if you can help out, please do. Give us a call here. If you don't have to go anywhere, obviously don't. You can't, basically.
There's one constructive aspect. Young kids could pick up a few bucks by shoveling snow off older people's driveways.
Do you know what? I think for even the very young, that's a struggle out there for a small child to be shoveling that much heavy snow.
Thinking of a sturdy teenager.
I have a couple. I would just like to get out of the parking lot over here. I think that's going to be there until Memorial Day.
Thanks, Ken, very much.
All right.
Hello, Dan. This is Milton.
Hello, Milton. How are you today?
All right. Welcome, sir.
I have a suggestion or a referral for this young woman. I think we need to get in touch with Traveler's Aid at Family and Children's Agency. And they have funds and resources that she needs to some financial aid some other assistance that would be very helpful to her.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that any motel is going to evict anybody today.
Okay.
And I hope she's listening. And very good advice. Good of you to call, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. 571-8484. Just the when I say interesting calls, I mean somebody in dire need or with a great suggestion. Or somebody who needs some help very badly. Hello, Barb. This is Metz.
Hi, Metz. I'm out here in Bullitt County, and we have about 90 ladies that are looking forward to the electricity being turned back on.
Right. Who are you served by?
RECC.
Okay.
Salt River RECC. We have 90 dairy cows that need to be milked, and we're about ready to turn on the generator, but we could sure use that help.
How long have you been without?
Since about 9:30 this morning.
Wow. No, but they know about it.
They know about it, but they said there were some stations out here from the LG&E that had to be serviced first.
Okay, how many...
Before they could, the Salt River will start out here.
How many cows are out there?
We have 90 dairy cattle that need to be milked.
Wow, so you can't do it by hand, manually, very
well. We'll call on the neighbors and ask them to bring their buckets.
And warm their hands.
No, we do have a generator that they'll hook up and if it doesn't come back on.
All right, I'm hoping that the people who know about it are getting additional word from us, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Well, we hope so. Thank you.
Thank you very much. More on the storm coverage, Milton Metz on 84 WHAS.
There's no free lunch in America, especially when you're in sales. You've got to maximize every opportunity and strike when your prospects are hot. That's why more and more of America's sales superstars are using a new secret weapon, Maximizer for Windows. Easy-to-use Maximizer software instantly turns your PC into a sales command center, tracking every detail of your customer contacts, managing your schedule, speeding correspondence, alerting you when it's time to send a letter or make a call, and systematically moving your prospects toward a buying decision so you close sale after sale after sale like you've never done before. Maximizer users report doubling, even tripling their business. No wonder PC Magazine awarded Maximizer the highest score of any contact manager for Windows, and Mobile Office Magazine named it Contact Manager of the Year. In fact, we're so sure you love Maximizer that we'll make you an incredible guarantee. Use Maximizer for a whole year. If you don't close more sales than you ever thought possible, send it back and we'll refund your money. No questions asked. To order or for more information, call Delware at 1-800-OFFER-94. Write it down, 1-800-OFFER-94. For a limited time, get free next day shipping. Call 1-800-OFFER-94 or visit your nearest CompUSA, Computer City, Egghead, or other fine retailer today.
All right, folks, it's time to come clean at Magic Sparkle Car Wash. Bring your buggy to Magic Sparkle right now and get a great wash in Magic Sparkle's touchless washing system. It's just like magic. That's right. Louisville's only touchless, full-service system to protect the finish of your car. And if you're in a rush, Magic Sparkle's speedy, friendly people can do it fast. You're only minutes away from Magic Sparkle's touchless wash anywhere in town. It's located on Preston Highway, just two blocks south of the Waterson, at the Grade Lane exit 130 off I-65. And if you're locked into Limbaugh, Magic Sparkle can have you back to your radio in only a mega moment. So rush over to Magic Sparkle on Preston at Grade Lane for a touchless wash worth driving for. Any other car wash is just an illusion.
Looking for a mortgage with no closing costs? Look to Calgren & Miller, a breed ahead of mortgage banking. They have competitive rates and local one-stop personalized service and no closing costs. Yes, Calgren & Miller makes everything as easy as 1-2-3 with all the handling of processing and monthly payments right in their riverfront headquarters. So if you're looking for home financing or refinancing, don't go out of Kentucky for the money. Go with a winner. Now a $300 million service company. Calgren & Miller salutes their home builder of the week, David Bright, Bright Built Homes, an on-site, hands-on, on-the-job builder. New home prices start as low as $120,000. Choice home sites in Glen Oaks, Lake Forest, Seton Place, and the Polo Fields. For details, call Kathy Kimball, Integrity Real Estate, 499-9114. Remember, Louisville's own Calgren & Miller is the source for home financing with no closing costs. All you pay is a $275 application fee. Call 561-1633.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
All right, let's get on the air here. Hello, Eric. This is Metz.
Yes, Milton. I got a few things. Debbie, she needs somebody with a four-wheel drive. You can call 267-4930, and that's part of the National Guard, and they can pick her up. That way. It's out close by her.
Is that a good number in general?
Yeah, that's a good number. He was coming to get me, and I need to be at work, and he couldn't get to me.
Why not?
Well, Gene, he was coming down Belltown Road, and Gene Snyder, and when he hit Belltown Road,
there was cars all over the place and he couldn't get by.
But is there a conglomeration of four-wheel drives at the National Guard?
There's a few of them. He told me that they're individually hired out or something like that. And
well, do you have to pay to use them?
No, he said it's free. It's just something they're going to do today and probably tomorrow, I guess.
The National Guard, but you need help.
Right, I need help getting out because I work for Louisville EMS. And
where
I
are you?
To work. I live on Echo Trail.
Where is that?
7004 Echo Trail. That's in J-Town.
What's your number?
It's 267-5989.
And what's your address?
And it's 7004.
All right, I have a fellow on who's volunteering a four-wheel drive. So hang on, and we'll see what he has to say.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, you're on. This is Milton.
Milton, this is Bill Merkley.
How are you, Bill?
I just finally got dug out here and got some dry clothes on, and thought maybe if there's somebody that's got any emergencies in the East End, maybe I could help them out.
All right, I'm glad you called, Bill, because I've got Eric who lives out... Where are you, in J-Town, Eric?
Yeah, I'm outside of J-Town off of Billtown Road.
Could you handle that? He's an EMS worker, Bill.
Okay, I can certainly try.
All right, he's at 700 Echo Trail. And let me give you his phone number.
All right, give me his phone number and I'll give him a call.
267-5989.
5989.
And his name is, what's your last name, Eric?
My last name is Pfeffer. Or you can just say Pfeffer, it's probably easier.
Pfeffer?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know if he can get a hold of me because the phones keep going dead or something.
Do you know where Echo Trail is, Bill?
No, I don't. I don't have any idea.
Does he know where Billtown Road is?
You know where Billtown Road is.
I got a map.
All right, what's the relation to Billtown Road?
Well, if he can go down Billtown Road to the end of it, Billtown goes right into J-Town. If he can come out of J-Town right down Billtown Road, I'm right at the end there. I'll just walk. I mean, it ain't that much. I can walk up there to the end of Billtown Road.
But you're not sure your phone is working.
Well, it's working off and on. You know, every now and then you get a lady saying... can't make a call right now. All lines are busy.
Where are you heading to, Eric?
I'm heading for City EMS.
Where?
That's on Brook Street.
Bill, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'll give it a whirl.
Well, that's...
I can do. I'll try to call him first.
Okay. Listen, Bill, do me a favor. You or Eric, call me at the conclusion of... I hope the successful conclusion of this.
Okay. I got another thing to tell you about that kidney girl.
Yeah.
The girl with the kidney. Did they ever try calling SkyCare?
Yeah, they're working on that from Jewish Hospital.
Okay, if they didn't try StatsLight, one of them two probably could do it.
They're working on that.
Okay, I hope for the best.
All right, thank you. Good luck, Eric, and Bill, you're a good Samaritan.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Milton.
Righto, bye-bye. 571-8484. Shall we? We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back.
It's 1:31. I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS. A state of emergency has been declared in Louisville and Jefferson County. After the biggest snow in recorded Louisville meteorological history hit the region, nearly 16 inches of snow fell overnight. States of emergency also declared in Floyd County, Indiana, and in Bullitt and Shelby counties in Kentucky. National Guard troops are on the way to all of those counties to help in the snow relief effort. Many closings in the aftermath of the storm, and power is out to some 16,000 Louisville gas and electric customers. Today, repair crews are going through the very slow work of restoring that power. Some new closings for you on the list today in colleges and universities. Jefferson Community College, all on-campus and off-campus classes for Tuesday have been canceled. Elizabethtown Community College, all classes canceled Tuesday. That includes classes at Fort Knox, Bardstown, Litchfield, Hardinsburg, and Brandenburg. Offices are closed at ECC, and the staff should not report. These elementary and secondary schools are closed tomorrow. The county systems in Kentucky of Bourbon, Lincoln, Franklin, Frankfort Independent Schools, Alliance Christian Academy, Spencer County, and Kentucky, all closed. Henry County, Kentucky is closed both Tuesday and Wednesday. Tonight's Henry County Board of Education meeting postponed till Monday. Fleming County Schools closed tomorrow, as are Portland Christian School, Anchorage Public Schools, Rowan County Schools, West Point Independent Schools, Clarksville Community Schools. The Tuesday board meeting is canceled in Clarksville Community. Washington County, Kentucky Schools closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Elizabethtown Independent Schools are closed tomorrow, as are schools in Scott County, Kentucky, North Harrison, Indiana, the Danville, Kentucky Independent District, Montgomery County, Kentucky, and the Greater Clark Community Schools. Some closing notes for you. Toyota in Georgetown has canceled first shift production and administrative work and is canceling today's second and third shifts. Also, tomorrow's first shift production, office and maintenance personnel should not report to work. And some late business closings. Vermont American in Elizabethtown, the second and third shifts are canceled. Packaging Industries in Jeffersonville closed until the first shift on Wednesday. Eminent Speaker has canceled its night shift. Flexible Materials closed until Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. And Keller Manufacturing in Corydon and New Salisbury, Indiana, a one-hour delay on Tuesday. Death toll continues to climb from this morning's earthquake in Southern California. At least five residents of a three-story apartment building that collapsed have been killed. More people are being pulled out of that rubble. The collapse sparked a dramatic search and rescue operation in the rubble. At least five other deaths have been confirmed. A police motorcycle officer was killed in the quake when a highway overpass collapsed and crushed him. Hospitals are reporting that four others died of heart attacks after the earthquake. The quake measured 6.6 on the Richter scale, and new reports of damage are coming in hourly from Los Angeles. A major earthquake that was felt all up and down the West Coast. President Clinton has spoken by phone to California Governor Pete Wilson and Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon about the quake. He says he's promised that the federal government will do all it can to help, and some top administration officials are on their way to the scene. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average turning downward again. The Dow is off nearly 4 points at 3,863.26. 134 News Radio 84 WHAS. Once again, meteorologist Ken Schultz.
Well, the heavy snow that we had here this morning is now over in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. Some updated snow totals around the Cincinnati area. They've had 6 to 7 inches of snow. Lexington, 10 inches of snow, although the snow is letting up now in Lexington. London, Kentucky, 10 inches. And Jackson, Kentucky, over in the mountains, still snowing heavily there. They picked up 14 inches of snow. In the Louisville area, we'll see a few more flurries here this afternoon. No additional accumulation. We'll also see a little bit of sunshine poking through the clouds. But temperatures will continue to fall slowly into the low 20s, and wind chill values will lower close to zero by late today, as our winds will pick up out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, bitter cold. Our low zero, but when you factor in that breeze, which may be 10 to 15 miles per hour, wind chill values at times tonight could be dipping down to 30 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold. Again, a chance for a few flurries. The high 5 above, 12 below tomorrow night. The high Wednesday, about 15 degrees. Around the region, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies being reported. Temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Here in Louisville, we have mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures 24, wind chills 12 degrees at 84 WHAS. I'm Ken Schultz.
I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS. Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Have you ever seen a dirty carpet at Boston's Royal Sonesta, the Omni Royal Orleans, or Chicago's Sheraton Plaza? Of course not. Because world-class hotels use the lightest weight, heaviest cleaning vacuum they can buy. Mine. I'm David Orrick, inviting you to try my 8-pound Orrick XL Upright in your own home before you buy it. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody else makes an offer like this because nobody else makes a vacuum like this.
Ooh, watch out, there he goes!
Yes!
360 Slamma-jamma.
Time is out on the floor.
Oh, man, can anybody be better than this guy?
I don't think so.
How many points does he have?
32 gajillion something.
But that reminds me, I gotta make a call at halftime.
What's up?
I know a way I can score without any points.
What are you talking about?
I'm refinancing my home, and Green & Associates offers a fixed-rate loan with the option of no closing costs or 0 points.
Wow, that is a big score.
And you can score, too. Interest rates are still low, but they won't be forever. And that's why so many are choosing to refinance with Green & Associates right now. With over 100 years of experience, Green & Associates can help you with your first mortgage or refinancing. Let them lower your payments or make that dream home affordable. Get more out of your mortgage before interest rates go back up. Call Green & Associates today at 451-1600. All you have to lose is a few points. Call 451-1600.
Sacred Heart Academy approaches the 21st century, stable and strong, prepared to challenge a new generation of young women. My name is Sister Maureen Field, principal of Sacred Heart Academy, and I would like to invite all interested 8th grade students to take the high school placement test at Sacred Heart Academy on Saturday, January 29th at 8:15 a.m. At Sacred Heart Academy, you will receive a Catholic education filled with academic excellence, spiritual values, and friendships that will last a lifetime. Sacred Heart Academy, when you are ready to be your best.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
It's 22 minutes to 2. I'm Milton Metz, bringing you storm coverage from 84 WHS, as we will do as long as it is necessary to bring you services and to tell you about power outages, about emergency situations, and helpful tips. Hello, Al. This is Milton.
Mr. Metz, there are a number of people here without power, but what I really want to know is if you've been informed of any place in the Old Third Street area near Stewart School or some church along Old Third Street Road that will provide shelter for this evening, because...
Stewart Church, did you say?
Sir?
Stewart Church?
Stewart School.
School, right.
Or any church along the road there, Old Third Street Road, because there are over 350 houses in my subdivision, and I believe all of them are without power. And we'd like to go to, at least I would, a place where I know I'm not going to freeze at 0 degrees.
All right, let me put the word out that any authorities listening who know of a place of refuge, a gym or a church, and probably, I think they've opened all of those in the Old Third Street area near Stewart School, right?
That's somewhere, yeah, anywhere from a mile east of there to Stewart School. So our subdivision is Windsor Forest, and they're probably the same situation across Third Street Road from us. And Old Arnoldtown Road area, where I know it's going to be zero tonight and no power. It's going to be tough on us old people.
It'll be tough on anybody, Al, and we don't want that to happen to you. Now, I'm calling out a message to anybody who knows about any places that open, a gym, a church, or a school, or any of them in the Old Third Street area, to call me at 571-8484. And you stay tuned, Al.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing very well, sir.
Well, I've got some information here for Department of Emergency Services of Louisville. Need to contact Mr. Copeland. Anybody needing a four-wheeler? They have access to some four-wheelers that can transport medical personnel or medical patients.
At EMS?
Excuse me?
At EMS?
No. No, this is totally different. This is Department of Emergency Services. This is a disaster team. We go into action when disasters strike Louisville or bad weather.
Is this county, city, county?
Yes.
This is
Louisville and Jefferson County.
All right. Department of Emergency Services, four-wheelers are available at what number?
Okay, you need to contact Copeland at 574-3266.
Where are they?
They're downtown Louisville in the mayor's office.
Who's Mr. Copeland?
He's in resource coordinator.
Now, what kind of things are they doing?
Well, there are several groups. There are amateur operators and radio operators, CVers.
So you're going picking up nurses or doctors or anybody?
Right. We will do that also.
Now, if a guy has a four-wheel drive he wants to make available, should he also call that number?
Yes.
All right. Thanks very much, Al.
Okay.
I mean, who is this?
Paul Simpson.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it very much. Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Yes, I am. I'm out here on Silver Road at Oxmoor Mall. I've got a four-wheeler. Just come in from town. I thought maybe somebody need a hand. They give you a call, and I'll try to get to them best can.
How can I reach you?
Let's see. Let me get this mobile phone here. 553-4559.
And you're in a four-wheeler.
Right.
Tell you what you do. Can you take this number down? You're at 553-4559?
Right.
All right. I want you to call the Department of Emergency Services and tell them you have one available. They may have an assignment for you.
Okay.
You call Mr. Copeland at 574-3266.
Copeland.
Yeah, that's the Department of Emergency Services, and they've got I don't know if they have a fleet or a couple of four-wheelers. They're sending out on emergency runs, and they may have an assignment for you.
Okay.
Right. But otherwise, I've got your number at 553-4559.
That's correct.
Thanks so much. Very good of you to do that.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye, sir.
Goodbye.
It's 14 minutes to 2. I'm Milton Metz. More in a moment on 84 WHAS.
Hey, folks, my good friends at CompuServe have announced some additions to their basic service package. As you know, CompuServe continues to offer the most competitive and valuable set of services for a flat fee of any general online information service. The standard pricing plan of $8.95 a month includes 47 basic services, such as news, weather, consumer reports, stock quotes, Associated Press, Roger Ebert's movie reviews, and both the Easy Saber and WorldSpan travel reservation service. You can make airline reservations there. Now, they've added some new things, including the American Heritage Dictionary is now online, Consumer Reports Complete Drug Reference now online, soap opera summaries, and the Hollywood Hotline now all online. And if you sign up for the standard pricing plan, you will receive reduced rates to explore other services that are charged by the hour. $8.95 for unlimited connect time access to 47 basic services. Call now, 1-800-787-RUSH at 7874.
You hear Rush Limbaugh and everybody else talking about reducing the unemployment rate. Where are these unemployed people?
Brenda Schisler, president of Staffmasters.
On my desk at Staffmasters, I have literally stacks of temporary job orders and no one to fill them. Now, we don't accept just anybody. Staffmasters promises our clients qualified, productive employees. But you need only a high school degree, basic skills, and a good attitude. On-the-job training is provided. And your temporary job could become a full-time position. You pay no fees. Staffmasters can even provide health insurance and other benefits. Seniors and homemakers are encouraged to apply. So, do your part to reduce the unemployment rate. Call Staffmasters for temporary office, construction, or factory work.
Call Brenda Schisler at 897-5158. Staffmasters, the right choice for small business.
My husband had a stroke recently, and there were complications afterwards. He had difficulty talking, eating, and walking. The doctor said he might never recover 100%. Well, we went to Northfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center and checked into their rehab program. The staff at Northfield included the family in discussing my husband's rehab goals. Then we began an individual rehab treatment that specifically met my husband's needs. Just 30 days into Northfield's rehab program, he had surpassed the doctor's expectations. I think we'll be dancing again after all.
For orthopedic, neurological, or surgery rehab, call Northfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center at 426-1425. Providing each patient a comprehensive program geared toward their maximum recovery. Call your doctor or call Northfield at 426-1425.
Thanks, Northfield.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
Hello again, everybody. It's 10 minutes to 2. This is Milton Metz on the day of the big storm. We want you to listen to 84 WHS for good tips and good information, and perhaps we can help you. Hello, Bob. This is Metz.
Yeah, Milton.
Right.
Yeah, I'm calling from a cellular phone in my tractor trailer. I was westbound on 64. I'm at the junction of 65 North. I don't know. I've tried to contact public officials. We have been here 12 hours sitting in the travel lane of the interstate. Now, I'm basically comfortable. The drivers and the trucks, and there are a lot of cars here, too, are communicating. Most of them are fairly comfortable, but there are a few drivers that are getting critically low on fuel. Some people have abandoned their cars, and my real concern is, like I said, at 12 hours and holding, I can't find any public official that can tell me anything. All they've got to do is plow these ramps, and we can move these trucks. But my real concern is, after a while, food's going to become a serious factor because, as I said, now I myself, it's been 7:30 last night since I ate.
And well, let me get this straight. You are with a bunch of motorists and truck drivers stuck on 65?
65 and 64, right at the Spaghetti Junction.
Right near downtown?
I'm looking at 20 trucks right now, sir, and I've called the Louisville Police, Department of Highways. There has not been a snowplow in 12 hours. And we are, if you can get it in your mind, I was headed west on 64, and I'm making the loop to go up on the bridge to cross into Indiana to go north, and I've been sitting in this spot for 12 hours, have not moved. The ramp is so full of snow, we can't push the snow up to get up the ramp.
And there are, you've got a score of cars and just trucks there?
No, sir. There's cars and trucks on both sides.
And you've all been stuck that long?
I've been here 12 hours, sir. And most of the guys in immediately behind me have been here that long, too. And, of course, there's not been any police officers. There's been no snow plows, no Department of Highway. And most of us don't have food with us.
All right. And you talked to the police already?
I called 911 on my cellular phone. They connected me with the Louisville police. I talked at length with them probably as early as 8:30, quarter till 9. Then somebody got me onto some kind of highway department or roads department, and he said that, to quote him, he said, the whole area is a problem area, you know, but he had no time schedule. The only thing that I heard in a time schedule was on your program. The mayor said possibly all main thoroughfares are built by tomorrow morning. Well, a lot of us guys would be out here 48 hours, or excuse me, 36 hours or 30 hours without food if we don't get this third before tomorrow morning.
Okay, is there room for the snowplows to come there with all your trucks there?
Yes, sir. We have cars, four-wheel drives coming by on my right. I backed down the ramp. I had jackknifed on the ramp, and I backed down, and we all got over to the left. The snowplow could come out 64 west. From the direction of Gene Schneider.
Well, do you want to leave there, or you want the? Would you leave there if they don't have it cleared?
Well, that's something we're all discussing, and we don't know what the time span will be. A lot of these guys are going to run out of fuel. The important thing is maybe some food, because there's, like I said, there's automobiles in this crowd, too. A lot of automobiles.
You're talking about food. What about number four? There is Ford got number four. Moore's got some food offerings. Stay with me here.
Okay.
All right, he's not near you. I'll tell you what. We'll take it. I have evidence that authorities are listening to this station. We can only hope.
Okay.
You're in such a prominent place at the junction of 64 and 65 that it's far hard for you to be overlooked. We will make mention of it again. Keep trying that number.
Okay.
That's your best bet. Try. Have you got the emergency numbers?
Well, I've got them off your program there. And another good thing for the ones that didn't write them down would be for you to repeat them again.
All right. Try 574-3900, although they've been overwhelmed there. Or 911. Just try it again and explain the situation, and I will make mention of it frequently here.
Just as long as they know we're out here, because there's not even been any police officers. There doesn't seem to be any acknowledgement that we're stranded here 12 hours.
64 and 65, Spaghetti
yes,
Junction. All right, we'll get on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Good luck. Mary Jeffries is with me. We had started the story of the little girl, Michelle, who needed a liver transplant and transportation.
That's right, Milton. Looks like things are going to work out. And Ron Robertson with 84 WHAS and Beth Merrill with the news department, those two are actually going to take the little girl and her grandmother to Clark County Airport. Jewish Hospital SkyCare is going to fly them out of Clark County Airport to Omaha, Nebraska, the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Right now, Beth and Ron are over at the house with the family, and they're about to leave. Now, if I need to transmit a message over the air here. Tim Osborne with Jewish SkyCare, if you're listening, please call me. I need to talk with you immediately. The family wants to leave now. But that's the situation. He says they think they can make it in about 2.5 hours once they take off from Clark, and I think they have about 4 hours altogether to get there.
Does he know your number?
Yes, he does. I'll remind him, 582-7200. But again, I believe Ron Robertson and Beth Merrill are going to take the
A chopper
over.
Can do the job?
Yeah, a chopper from Clark County Airport, the medical ambulance.
Well, that's wonderful. Keep us up to date on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic story, and time is of the essence, and they're still fighting the clock.
And you want
I want Tim Osborne to call me if he's listening.
All right, thank you very much, Mary. We'll keep you up to date on that and the other dramatic stories of help and people helping others.
Hello, you people. Rush Limbaugh here. You know, it's alarming but true. People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Verbal Advantage, Achievement Dynamics' best-selling audio cassette word power program, will give you the words you need to communicate with confidence and flair. And with Verbal Advantage, all you have to do is listen. To learn more, call now. 1-800-28-TAPES. That's 800-28-TAPES.
Nothing is more attractive than a radiant white smile. That's why I want to tell you about a toothpaste that whitens and brightens teeth. The name, Natural White. You'll love it. Natural White toothpaste is better, and it costs less. Natural White whitens and brightens teeth and helps prevent cavities and control plaque. Try Natural White for 2 weeks. If you don't think it's whitened your teeth a lot, money back. Natural White toothpaste for a beautiful white smile. Natural White at Walgreens, Winn-Dixie, and fine drugstores everywhere.
Years ago, I was a high school football coach and a teacher. I loved it. Never considered changing jobs until the kids came along. Expenses went up, but not my salary. An old football teammate said I should look into New York Life. Me? Sell insurance? No way. But after a few months, things hadn't gotten any better, so I interviewed with them. Was I nervous? You bet. But the more I learned about New York Life and the fact that old competitive jocks like me usually did well at it, the more interested I got. Today, 17 years later, I'm the general manager for New York Life in Louisville. Why not do yourself a favor and give me a call at 589-3640. Find out what a New York Life career is all about. All you need is drive, intelligence, and a desire to help people.
Call Sandy Gregg, general manager of New York Life in the Starks Building at 589-3640. That's Sandy Gregg, 589-3640.
Lots of people know Blackbeard the Pirate drank rum, but did you know he took it with a splash of gunpowder? Or that Anne Bonny and Mary Read posed as men so they could share the thrill of being buccaneers? This and every Thursday night, take a voyage back in time as the Discovery Channel presents the series Pirates, where you'll discover new things about these Hell's Angels of the high seas. Look for Pirates. You won't be able to look away. Thursday nights at 8:30 on the Discovery Channel. Explore your world.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
Hello, Gail. We have just a moment.
Okay.
What's up?
I just wanted to report a power outage because I've been trying for several hours to get through to LG&E. It's 5902, these four houses, 5902, 3, 4, and 5 on Bucks Lane, just off Brandywine in Fern Creek.
Near Bullitt County?
No, this is Jefferson County.
Okay.
It's Fern Creek, though.
There's not much we can do about that. If you've called...
Yes.
And then have you reached an answer there?
Oh, no. We just get the equipment sound or...
They're aware of it. They're just going to somebody who's worse off than you.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I have a concern for a couple across the street because the gentleman is on a respirator, and if the temperature is cold, he has difficulty breathing even with that. What is the emergency? Is there an emergency center over in this area, or...
Is it LG&E power?
Yes.
I can give you one of several numbers. 589-3500 is the LG&E.
Yeah,
that's
I've been
immediate
calling
danger.
That for a long time.
And 911.
Okay. So if they need special care, they need to call 911.
Yes, or 574-3900. That's the city command center. That's the best I can tell you.
All right, I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Good luck to
you. That's all right. Thank you.
It's coming up to 2 in a roundup of the news and the closings and... all the information. Stay with us. I'm Milton Metz on 84 WHAS.
Hey! Hey, miss! You dropped these!
My glasses! Thanks! That's the fourth time they've slid off my nose since State Street.
You know, you should call the American Eye Institute and ask about radiokeratotomy, RK. It's a surgical procedure that can correct nearsightedness. They have a free seminar each month.
Good idea. Well, maybe I'll see you again sometime.
Hey, wait! You dropped your glasses! Again. Sorry.
Guess I'll have to go call the American Eye Institute now, won't I?
The number is 948-0616. Ask about RK.
It's amazing. Improved vision that won't cost you an arm and a leg.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS. The big snowstorm has moved well to the east, the last of the snow moving out of eastern Kentucky. leaving behind more than a foot and a half of snow in some areas of Kentucky. Here in Louisville, 16 inches of snow, that is a record snowfall for Louisville. It has resulted in a state of emergency and thousands left without power in the Louisville metro area. Local officials have declared states of emergency in Louisville and Jefferson County. Also, those states of emergency have been declared in Floyd County, Indiana, and Bullitt and Shelby counties in Kentucky. Here in the Louisville area, some 20,000 people are now without power in the Louisville Gas and Electric Service area. The outages are widespread, caused mostly by ice and snow on wires and ice and snow on tree limbs that are causing those limbs to break and, in turn, snap electrical power lines. LG&E repair crews are having difficulty gaining access to the areas they need to reach, according to Clay Rice with LG&E.
Unfortunately, these conditions will not go away immediately. I know everyone is trying to work as quickly as possible to get roads open and that sort of thing, but people need to realize that it may take longer today because of the large amount of snow that has fallen.
Rice says it may take 2 to 3 days before power is restored in some instances because of the continuing poor weather conditions and the dropping temperatures. Officials say it might be wise for some people to start thinking about alternate shelters if you are without power this afternoon. We told you earlier today about a 3-year-old girl, Michelle Schmidt, a little girl who needs a liver transplant. A donor organ became available today after a 2-year wait. But Standiford Field is closed because of the snowstorm, and the little girl needs to make it to Omaha, Nebraska within the next 4 hours. Jewish Hospital SkyCare heard the story on 84 WHAS, and SkyCare is going to fly the child and her grandmother to Omaha. News Radio 84's Beth Merrill and Skywatch 84's Ron Robertson are with the family in Hikes Point. Ron and Beth will be driving the child and her grandmother to the airport momentarily. SkyCare officials say they think they can be in Omaha within about 2.5 hours from takeoff. We'll keep you posted with up-to-the-minute developments on that dramatic and still-developing story. Look at roads. If you're going to hope to travel, don't. Roads are poor across most of the state of Kentucky. Here's the latest report from the Kentucky State Police. All interstates and state roads in the Frankfort Post area are closed. That includes Woodford, Scott, Franklin, and Shelby counties. They will remain closed until further notice. I-64 completely blocked all morning with numerous tractor-trailer mishaps. To the west, the Bluegrass Parkway, or rather to the south a bit there, the Bluegrass Parkway, impassable in Anderson County. I-75 and I-64 in Fayette County, one lane passable there. Interstates in the Covington area are open. But emergency travel is being requested only by state police there. They request emergency travel only in the Covington area. In the Elizabethtown area, I-65 closed at the 116-mile marker northbound and the 117-mile marker southbound. Also, US 31W blocked at West Point. You cannot get to Louisville on I-65 or 31W. And far to the east, I-64 in Ashland is open, but police request, again, emergency travel only. Standiford Field remains closed and will remain closed for at least a few more hours. The job of clearing the runways of the snow and ice that collected there overnight has been much bigger than expected. That, of course, is causing major problems for travelers who were scheduled to fly in and out of Standiford Field today. An airport spokesperson, Randy Swan, says if you had a reservation, it's a good idea to get in touch with your airline.
We encourage them to call the airlines. They can use the 800 numbers, and they can give them a status on the flights.
Again, it may be 5 to 7 o'clock before air service is restored to Standiford Field. Once again, some 20,000 LG&E customers without power today. LG&E asked that you, if you are without power, continue to try to notify Louisville Gas and Electric, but it may be quite a while because of the weather conditions before repairs are made and power is restored. There are some emergency shelters open. Anchorage Public School has been opened as a shelter for those without electricity in the Anchorage area. All Kentucky National Guard armories across the state have been opened as snow emergency shelters. Armories open here in Louisville as well as in Frankfort, Carrollton, Richmond, Owensboro, and Paducah. Anyone who needs kidney dialysis today should not call the emergency number at City Hall. Where you should call is the center where you receive your dialysis. EMS has provided each dialysis center with a four-wheel drive vehicle. And if you call your dialysis center, the center will send a four-wheel drive vehicle to pick you up. The Dialysis Service Group of Louisville needs volunteers to transport patients today. If you can help, call 473-0951 or 473-0952. If you have a power outage, you can call the emergency number at City Hall. If it's an emergency and you absolutely need to be picked up in a four-wheel drive vehicle, that emergency number, 574-3900, 574-3900, again, that is an emergency situation. Let's take a look at the updated list of closings and schedule changes this hour. Moving to some of the colleges and universities in Kentucky, Jefferson Community College has canceled all on-campus and off-campus classes for Tuesday. Again, JCC will be closed tomorrow, all on-campus and off-campus classes for Tuesday. Elizabethtown Community College canceled all Tuesday classes. That includes classes in Fort Knox, Bardstown, Litchfield, Hardinsburg, and Brandenburg. Offices are also closed. The staff should not report. And Western Kentucky University, all classes and offices are closed on Tuesday. 206 at News Radio 84 WHAS and News Radio 84's Mary Jeffrey steps in with an update.
Yes, John, we've been telling you for the last couple of hours about three-year-old Michelle Schmidt, who needs a liver transplant, but Stanford Field is shut down, and she has to get to the University of Nebraska in Omaha within the next several hours, or she is going to miss this chance that she's been waiting for 2 years to get a liver transplant. On the phone with me again is Sharon Stevens, a family friend who's been raising money for the family for this transplant. Now, Sharon, as it stands right now, I think you've heard me say, we have two reporters, Ron Robertson and Beth Merrill, with the little girl and her grandmother, Barbara Smith, at their house right now. Very shortly, we will be driving them to Clark County Airport, and then SkyCare from Jewish Hospital will be flying them to Omaha. Sharon, how long do they have? Sharon, is Sharon on the air with me?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon, how long do they have?
They have 6 hours to get from their phone call to the destiny of Omaha, Nebraska. They're going to have about two and a half hours in the air, and they're going to get there by just right on the line.
Okay, yeah, when you say 6 hours, that's from the time they got the phone call, and that was some hours ago, right?
Correct.
Okay. The way I calculated, it seems like it's going to be very, very close, but SkyCare says they think they can do it?
Yes. Yes.
Right, tell me about your involvement with this family. Back us up. How did this all start?
Well, I was in the care ministry pertaining to Southeast Christian Church, and I read a story about them and developed a organization to do fundraising. And the little girl lost her mother 2 years ago, and her little sister had a transplant also. And it was just such a complex situation. I wanted to do something to try to help them. So I formed the Hair Angels, and we've been working toward getting transportation, taking care of housing, just about anything, medication, insurance premiums to be paid, and this is what our organization has been trying to work with.
All right, so do you have the money you need to pay for everything?
Yes.
Okay. Now tell me, you say her sister had the same thing?
Correct, 3 years ago.
All right, did she survive?
Yes, she did. She's doing beautiful.
That's okay. What is the disease? Apparently something congenital?
I don't think that it could be classified that, but I can't say that it isn't under the circumstances of how it came out. I know the family was told at one time that to go on and consider having another child, that this was not going to happen, yet it did.
I see, after they found out about the first one.
Correct.
All right. And the mother of these children has died.
Correct. Okay. She died of Wagner's disease right about 2 years ago.
I don't know. Do you know what that is? I don't.
It is a situation that your immunity breaks down. You have no resistance.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the children's disease?
A lot of us think it had to do with stress.
Okay. All right. So as it stands right now, it's really a waiting game. We're trying to beat the clock right now, Sharon. I don't know if you've been in touch with the family. Have you?
Yes.
Okay, and they know that Ron Robertson and Beth Merrill from News Radio 84 are going to be taking them to Clark County Airport, right?
Right.
All right, and then Jewish Hospital SkyCare will take them the rest of the way.
Right.
So right now it's just a waiting game, and hopefully they'll be able to beat the clock and get to Omaha on time, and I hope you'll stay in touch with us. I know the whole community is keeping its fingers crossed.
That's true. I've had some calls come through here, people wanting to help, and it's just wonderful of what's happening. It's just unfortunate that it's under the circumstances of the weather. But I can see from my standpoint of the work that your team, WHAS, has done, Tom Birch, SkyCare, it's unbelievable what has taken place here in Louisville today.
Is there anything else that you need, anything anybody else can do right now?
At the present, everything's under control, if anybody would think of anything. We are still raising funds to help with the housing. money is there, but it's very expensive to house them. They have to be there for 3 months.
All right. If somebody wants to donate money, how do they do that?
They would send donations to the Hair Angels, 239 Chenoweth Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, 40207.
Okay, you want to say that one more time? Give me the address.
Okay, 239 Chenoweth Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, 40207.
And that's the Hair Angels?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, we're all hanging in there with the family, hoping everything works out today, and I hope you'll get back in touch with us. Again, News Radio 4's Beth Merrill and Ron Robertson are with the family at the house, and it just turned out that they know how to get to the airport, and the neighbor of the family did not, and that's why we were going to offer the transportation to them. But however they get there, that's the important thing, just that they do get there, and hopefully we'll get to Omaha in time. It's just going to be a matter of trying to beat the clock.
Okay, hold on 1 second. What'd you say? The chopper is going over our house right now, and I'm sure that has to do with Michelle.
All right. Thanks very much, Sharon. It's 212 at News Radio 84 WHAS. We'll be keeping you posted minute to minute, if we can, on how this situation turns out. John?
All right, Mary, continuing with a list of school closings, here are closings for tomorrow. County systems and independent systems in Kentucky. Bourbon County, Lincoln County, Franklin County closed tomorrow. Frankfort Independent is closed tomorrow, as is the Alliance Christian Academy. Spencer County, Kentucky closed tomorrow. Henry County closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Fleming County closed tomorrow, as is Portland Christian. Anchorage Public Schools are closed tomorrow. Rowan County Schools, West Point Independent Schools closed tomorrow. Clarksville Community Schools, Tuesday board meeting is canceled. Washington County, Kentucky Schools closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Elizabethtown Independent Schools are closed tomorrow. Scott County, Kentucky closed tomorrow. North Harrison, Indiana, closed tomorrow. Danville Independent closed tomorrow. Montgomery County closed tomorrow, as are Greater Clark Community Schools, Hart County, Holy Angels Academy, Scott County, Indiana, Districts 1 and 2, Louisville Christian School, West Clark Community Schools, Southwest Jefferson County, Indiana, Ursuline Pitt, and Bullitt County Schools all closed tomorrow. The big story from the West Coast continues to be the earthquake, a 6.6 quake on the Richter scale. At least 10 people reported dead now, including 5 people killed in the collapse of a 3-story apartment building. 5 others, including a police motorcycle officer, killed in that quake early this morning. President Clinton has spoken by phone to California Governor Pete Wilson and Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon about the quake, promising the federal government will do all it can to help. Again, 10 at this point confirmed dead in that big earthquake in Southern California, and more aftershocks being felt out there throughout the afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials off about 3.5 points. Up next, meteorologist Ken Schultz updates the forecast. It's 213 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
When it comes to borrowing money, do you get the fine print blues? After reading the fine print on most loans, what started out as a great deal doesn't look so good after all. But at the CIT Group Consumer Finance Incorporated, they offer a home equity loan with no points, no prepayment penalties, and no hidden costs. At the corner of Shelbyville Road and Hurstbourne Lane, CIT Consumer Finance is proud to be a part of the CIT Group, one of the nation's foremost financial companies. They have the lending power to get you the money you need if you qualify in just days. For home equity loans, including refinancing, CIT offers rates as low as 6.49% APR on 5-year loans to qualified borrowers. On a $20,000 5-year loan with that rate, you would make 60 low monthly payments of $391.23. Other rates and terms available too. And remember, that's with no points and no application fee. So tap into the lending power of CIT. Call 327-7997. Before you borrow somewhere else, read their fine print. Then call CIT at 327-7997 to apply. Equal housing opportunity lender.
I'll bet you can learn a foreign language in 30 days by investing just 30 minutes each day. Care to take me up on this bet? Then call CyberVision, a leader in personal development training programs, to find out about the Pimsleur language system, an all audio cassette program which teaches you a foreign language without memorization. Call CyberVision and find out how to receive your portable stereo cassette player free. Call CyberVision now at 1-800-606-TALK. It's guaranteed for 30 days or your money back. That's 1-800-606-TALK.
Ever heard of a baker's dozen? Great concept. Pay for 12 jelly donuts, get 13 in return. 12 cakes, you always get 13. Well, Courtyard by Marriott is offering rooms in much the same fashion to members of Courtyard Club. Stay 12 nights, the 13th is free. Sign up now for $10 at one of our hotels and we'll send you 20 in Courtyard cash. For reservations, call 800-321-2211 or your travel agent. Restrictions apply. Courtyard, the hotel designed by business travelers.
When winter weather shuts things down, there's one thing. thing that keeps going and going and going. The Snowwatch 84 information team, with school and business closings reported every 10 minutes. Depend on it. 84 WHAS.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with the WHAS Color Radar weather. Some snow flurries have returned to the Louisville area. We will not see any additional accumulation with these flurries. It's just a band of very light precipitation moving on through. Actually, in between the flurries, we'll see a little bit of sunshine this afternoon, but temperatures will continue to fall. We're at 24 now. We'll probably end up this afternoon or this evening anyway with temperatures slipping into the upper teens and wind chills slipping to or below zero. Winds also increasing to our west. Evansville northwest at 17. Paducah is seeing winds north at 23. Our winds will be increasing later on this afternoon, which will increase some blowing and drifting snow in the region. Also drive that wind chill value way down there. Again, some flurries in the region, and temperatures will be falling into the low 20s or upper teens by late today. Now tonight, that breeze will continue, and temperatures will continue to fall to around zero by dawn tomorrow morning. Wind chill values at time tonight will be running 20 to 30 below. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Again, a few flurries possible. Breezy, bitterly cold, high 5, but colder wind chill values. And tomorrow night, we'll see temperatures dipping down to 12 below. Around the region, we have cloudy skies being reported. A little bit of sunshine, though, to our west around Evansville. Mostly sunny, 16 degrees there, but the wind chill value has dropped to 12 below at Evansville, 16 below at Paducah. Their temperature is 18, and in Louisville, with cloudy skies, a few flurries. Our temperature is holding steady. It's 24 degrees. Wind chill is 13 here at 84 WHAS. I'm Ken Schultz.
I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
It's 218. This is Milton Metz continuing with 84 WHAS storm coverage. I know one of the great frustrations of our storm is that you cannot get through to numbers which are essential to you. In that regard, I want to make a special plea to you. If you do not have to use the phone to call a hospital, such as Cosair Children's Hospital or EMS or 911, if you don't absolutely have to, please do not use the phone. We've heard from Dr. Dick Wolf at Cosair. Wants us to urge people not to use their telephone unless it's an emergency. They have four-wheel drives. They can get to nurses, but in many cases, they can't reach the nurses to tell them because the circuits are jammed. So we ask intensely that you cooperate and not use the phones to these institutions unless you must. A lot of people, maybe 20,000, are without power. We are told by the authorities that the utility companies know about that. They're working on it as fast as they can. We're taking some calls here in the hopes that extreme emergencies, as we talk about them on the air, will be heard by suitable authorities and people will come to the aid. Hello, Morris.
Yes, sir. This is Morris Limer.
Yes, sir.
I own a Cardinal Key Market out here on St. Andrew's Church Road, and we have some people that are stuck out in this vicinity. They can stop in my store, and I'm giving free bean soup and vegetable soup out to the people that are having difficulties around here.
St. Andrew's Church Road.
Cardinal Key Market, yes, sir.
Cardinal Key.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much, Morris.
Okay, you have a nice day.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
You.
Generous of you. Hello, Laura in Bullitt County.
Yes, I'm hoping that there is someone listening that can give us some sort of an idea how long we're looking at to go without power. We've been without since about 7 o'clock this morning, and we're also on a cistern, which means we're also without water. And we're wondering, I realize there are a lot of people in a lot worse situation, but if it's going to be a long time, we're going to have to try to make arrangements to get out of here, and I don't really know how to go about doing that.
Are you near a church or a school?
No, we're at the top of a very tall, long hill that winds straight up for about a mile to a mile and a half, and I'm really not even sure a four-wheel drive could get up here.
Right, so you'd have to struggle out yourself.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you, Laura. We don't have much word on the availability of refuge places. We understand the armories are open, the Anchorage schools. It seems to me that here and there, though we do not have word on it, there may be a church or a school open, and I could only hope that they would call us in and tell us where these places of warm refuge are so we can broadcast it. Meanwhile, I understand you have the problem of not being able to get out.
Right.
My
husband is shoveling the walkway now, and the snow up here is up to his knees.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. What happened there?
Hello, Milton?
Wait a minute. Yes, who is this?
This is Beth.
Well, wait a minute. I was talking to Laura, And we got cut off somehow, but I had told her pretty much, Laura, if you're listening, you're at the stage now, and I know it sounds heartless, where you have to look after yourself, bundle up as carefully as you can, have a family council, and decide what is best for you to do under those circumstances. Now we have reporter Beth Merrill on.
Okay, Milton, I am here with the Schmidt family, where three-year-old Michelle Schmidt is ready to go bye-bye, and so is her family. They want to head to Omaha, Nebraska, to the Nebraska Medical Center, so she can have a much-needed liver transplant. Now, her grandmother, Barbara Schmidt, was afraid something was like this might happen when there was a forecast of snow, and she says they're very much on borrowed time.
If she doesn't, then she goes back and waits again for another one when it would be compatible to her age and weight.
Are they on the way, though?
Because that's what they go on now. But I'm just hoping and praying to God that we can get out of here.
And once they get out of here, the ordeal is just beginning for this three-year-old. She will have 2 hours to prepare for surgery, and then 11 hours of surgery is what she faces. And what we're waiting on now is a flight nurse to get to Jewish Hospital and a police escort to come to the family home. And right here, this family is praying as this clock is still ticking. From the Schmidt's home, Beth Merrill, News Radio 84, WHAS.
Beth, it's Mary Jeffrey. Stay with me on the line, would you? For one thing, I wanted to pass along to you that the sheriff's office is going to provide an escort for you and Ron to get them to the airport. Things are changing. They may fly out of Stanford Field now, or they may fly out of Clark County. It will be a fixed-wing aircraft, one way or the other. Jewish Hospital SkyCare providing that aircraft. The flight about 2.5 hours. Now, there's been some... Are you there, Beth? Beth? Beth Merrill, can you hear me? Beth Merrill? Okay, apparently she cannot hear me. Maybe we can ask her on the phone, Tony. Can you talk to Beth on the phone?
Hello, Beth?
Yeah.
Okay, Beth.
Did they get any of that? Hello?
We're having a little bit of trouble communicating with Beth right now. The time is of the essence right now.
I hear her.
Okay, we're not sure exactly how much time that this little girl has to get to the hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. But they are definitely racing the clock. All right. We'll be checking back in with Beth later on. Milton?
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. Our good wishes are with the little girl, and everything possible is being done at this moment. The authorities with the chopper and with a possible flight to Omaha. We'll continue in just a moment with storm coverage.
Does your business or organization need a name, logo, or message displayed on something? Bubbock's Nevada Bob's Discount Golf can put it on fun stuff for less.
To keep customers dry during rainy days on the lot, car dealers can use a golf umbrella with the dealer's logo from Bubbock's Nevada Bob's.
Valued customers will love a dozen Titleist golf balls with your logo.
Your logo will be carried and used every day on a handsome combination money clip, divot tool, and ball mark in antique brass. Imagine your logo on fine Cabretta leather golf gloves, on clubs, bags, bag travel covers, hats, shirts, any golf equipment or sports apparel at Bobix Nevada Bob's.
Because they buy millions of dollars in inventory through two national buying groups, you get it for less at Bobix Nevada Bob's Discount Golf. For a free quote, call Patricia Dean at 491-LOGO. That's 491-5646. Bobix Nevada Bob's Discount Golf.
Hi, folks. I want to tell you about the allergy-free electrostatic air filter. Here's something that works. It's built to last. That's why they slap a 10-year guarantee on it. Either it works or you send it back and get your money back. Now, what more could you want? Try it out in your own home. Simply rinse the filter out every 30 days. You'll see all kinds of stuff being washed away. And, folks, this is the stuff that makes you wheeze and cough and sneeze. If you're not now using an allergy-free electrostatic air filter, you're breathing that stuff in, and you don't want to do that. As you know, with Allergy Free, your home will be a lot cleaner. If you have hardwood floors, you'll really notice the difference. The Allergy Free electrostatic air filter will help reduce smoke and all airborne contaminants. You're going to be glad you called Allergy Free. Do so. Here's a number, 1-800-ALLERGY, and mention that you oppose the fairness doctrine, and you'll save an additional 25% off the retail price. Call 1-800-ALLERGY. Ask for the new Allergy Avoidance Catalog, too. That's 1-800-ALLERGY.
If you think all vitamin C's are the same, you need to know about Natrol Ester C. It takes effect faster, delivers more vitamin C where it's needed, and stays there longer. Natrol Ester C is the most potent form of vitamin C, yet it won't upset your stomach, even in large doses, because it's non-acidic. Natrol Ester C is the vitamin C that's faster acting, longer lasting, and powerful, yet gentle. Natrol Ester C at Thrifty, Payless, Save On, GNC, and all fine health food stores.
Ooh, watch out, there he goes!
Yes! 360 Slamajama!
Time is out on the floor.
Oh, man, can anybody be better than this guy?
I don't think so. How many points does he have?
32 gajillion something. But that reminds me, I got to make a call at halftime.
What's up?
I know a way I can score without any points.
What are you talking about?
I'm refinancing my home, and Green & Associates offers a fixed-rate loan with the option of no closing costs or 0 points.
Wow, that is a big score.
And you can score, too. Interest rates are still low, but they won't be forever, and that's why so many are choosing to refinance with Green & Associates right now. With over 100 years of experience, Green & Associates can help you with your first mortgage or refinancing. Let them lower your payments or make that dream home affordable. Get more out of your mortgage before interest rates go back up. Call Green & Associates today at 451-1600. All you have to lose is a few points. Call 451-1600. General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
AD4WHS coverage of the big storm continues. I'm Milton Metz. Hello, Frank. Yes, sir. Frank, are you on the air? Hello. Oh, all right, let's get Trondra.